Listen to these two sentences and think about which one you like better. Me seeing that letter is important. My seeing that letter is important. If you're like a lot of people, you have a preference. What's more, if you're like some others, you may look at these two and conclude that one must be right and the other must be wrong. That's what a friend of mine, Anne, did recently when she emailed me to ask which of these two is correct. The answer she got wasn't so simple. Anne thought the sentence, "My seeing that letter is important," was right, and that "me seeing that letter is important" was wrong. And if you're looking for a ruling on good and not as good, then you can go with Anne's gut. My seeing that letter is preferred by a lot of writing experts, and it's also more logical from a grammar standpoint. But the question of whether me seeing that letter and forms like it are actually wrong has been debated by grammarians for more than a century. In the end, most agree that you can't just write off this form as wrong, and here's why. The sentence, my seeing that letter is important, contains a form called the possessive with gerund. My is possessive, and seeing is a gerund. In case you forgot, a gerund is the ing form of a verb when it's being used as a noun. So compare seeing is believing to I am seeing a psychologist. Notice how in seeing is believing, seeing is the subject of the sentence. That's a noun's job. So this is a gerund. But in I am seeing a psychiatrist, seeing is just part of the verb, a participle. So it's actually a different part of speech. So if seeing is a noun, you can logically make it the subject of a sentence. Seeing that letter is important. And, as with all nouns, you can put a modifier on it. My seeing that letter is important. So you know that the my form works fine, and that Anne's choice was grammatical. But now think about me seeing that letter is important. In this, the word seeing is no longer accompanied by the modifier my. It's now standing side by side with a pronoun, me, as if both these words are fighting for the job of subject. Which one really is the subject? Which one is the thing that goes with is important in the sentence? Well, it doesn't seem that the speaker was trying to say me is important, or even a grammatical equivalent of that, like I am important. That was not her point. It was the seeing that the speaker considered the most important. So that is the subject, which means that me, in me seeing the letter is important, doesn't really have a clear grammatical job to do the way my did when it was modifying our noun. The grammarian H.W. Fowler condemned this construction, calling it the fused participle, in which the ing form is demoted from its job of noun and reduced to a participle to make way for another noun or pronoun sitting next to it. But pretty much every expert under the sun would eventually come to agree that Fowler went too far in condemning this form. Sometimes, they pointed out, the possessive just doesn't work as well as a noun or pronoun. Compare these two sentences. Your heart racing indicates stress. Your heart's racing indicates stress. Compare, I hate the idea of anyone knowing, to I hate the idea of anyone's knowing. Compare, he was happy to hear about the cat returning home, to he was happy to hear about the cat's returning home. In all these cases, the so-called fused participle actually sounds better than the possessive with gerund. And grammarians have spent decades listing examples, including examples employed by some of the most respected writers of all time. Chances are, you're most likely to notice this whole issue when you're writing something like, I appreciate your taking the time to meet with me, or I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. Now, because this choice comes up mostly in business letters, and because in business situations there's a good chance you're being judged, go ahead and opt for the possessive with gerund in this case. That is, pick, I appreciate your taking the time to meet with me. And if you want a safe guideline for every situation, go ahead and use the possessive with gerund anytime you think it sounds better than the alternative. But whenever a non-possessive noun or pronoun sounds better to you, Think about these words from Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage. Quote, the selection of the possessive or the selection of the fused participle is simply not a matter of right and wrong.